Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka.
All right, well, this week we're joined by Joshua Gallian, a musician, photographer, and resident of Fukuoka. So, Joshua, could you please introduce yourself?
As you said, Colleen, my name is Josh. Joshua Caleb Gallian, I go by, possibly. I've been in Japan for about 6 years. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from Northern California.
Okay, and so what exactly are you doing here? Northern California is kind of a nice place from what I understand, so.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, Japan has its fair share of beautiful nature as well. That's why I'm in Itoshima.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got a lot of comparisons, but my wife is here, so that's a good reason to stay in Japan.
Okay, so she brought you over in her suitcase.
Exactly.
Got
she cut me up into little pieces and held me back together.
All right. So are you working out in Itoshima? Are you working in the city? Like, what are you doing exactly? You've brought your guitar, so.
Yeah, I wish I made money from that, but sadly, no. I mean, that's where everybody else's help will come in, hopefully. No. I'm doing photography in Itoshima, a lot of proposal shots in Futamigaura area.
Ah, the two rocks, yeah.
Exactly.
So the couple rocks, perfect, yeah.
Yeah, school photography around Asia, like international schools. Oshiko collecting for drug tests for cargo ships coming to Japan.
Okay.
I test the crew, yeah.
Okay, that's kind of an interesting job. Might have to ask you a little bit later how you got into that. But so just for a little bit of background information, I actually connected with Joshua through the Facebook page. It's just called Fukuoka. It's a community there. So if you're new to Fukuoka, it's a good place to meet people, ask questions, get information. And of course, Joshua has been good enough to join us today through that group. All right, so you kind of mentioned some similarities between Northern California and Fukuoka. So what has been similar and what has just been completely different for you?
I mean, I can't really compare it much to California because I spent most of my life in my adult life in China and Shanghai for 12 years. So I can compare those two because that's what I remember the most.
Okay, so what are you finding is the same and what are you finding is like really different for you?
The culture, the food, everything is very different from China and Japan. China is like a adventure, crazy, chaotic adventure every day. Coming here is a breath of fresh air. And yeah, I mean, I love both. They're both amazing places.
Okay. So are there any kind of like new things that have really stood out for you?
I love the shrines, the temples.
Mm.
And I just love checking out all the huge amount of festivals that Japan has to offer. Like community, city-wise, just there's festivals everywhere. I love it.
Yeah, I do. And especially summertime, like we're hitting that festival season right now. So it's going to be pretty good, I think. Yeah?
100%.
So are there any places here in Fukuoka that you're planning to visit or places that you're just like, oh my God, I got to check that out someday soon?
I've never seen the Road of Light, the Miyajidake Shrine.
Ah.
I need to do that. I'm always away working or something comes up, but that's definitely on my number one list.
Okay, I think that's like once or twice a year?
Yeah, twice a year.
Okay, all right. So I think we've missed one time of the year and then we're coming up on the next.
I think November-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's something you'll definitely have to catch. And then I guess before we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners? Any events you're doing, your activities, like?
Any future gigs, check out Gaijinja. That's my music thing. If you're into photography, the second greatest photographer. Not the first, but the second greatest.
May I ask who is the first greatest?
That's up to interpretation.
I'd have to say Ansel Adams, maybe, but.
Wise.
And you kind of mentioned having done a gig, so are you typically out in Itoshima when you do gigs, or are you playing in the city, or are you like around Kyushu?
Yeah, so mostly northern Kyushu. I mean, I've gone to Tokyo and Osaka on my own dime, of course, but yeah, Itoshima has a couple of live music events, and Fukuoka, like Daimyo area, has an endless amount of live houses and cafes and bars. I love it.
So we have a chance to actually listen to you live.
Yeah, I do. I'm just got sponsored, not sponsored, but signed up with a license for busking through Fukuoka City. So there's a few places that they have designated for buskers, and I'll be doing that this year too.
Cool. We're going to see you on the street.
Fukuoka Street Live on Instagram.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Well, and because we do have Joshua here with us, and he has brought the guitar, he's going to play a little number for us. So get ready for that.
Yeah, it's a 10-minute piece. I'm joking. No, I cut one of my songs from 2 minutes to 1 minute just for this. So
all
yeah,
right.
Hope you enjoy it.
Let's go.
Musical partner is. This is the name of the song.
ロクノルは置いたから来ました。書いた言って頭に。カトゥを私たちに愛を教えてくれました。畳は硬くて快適でした。 それは音楽の始まりです。愛しているミュージカルパートナー。愛しているあゆ。ありがとう。
All right. Well, our time is short, but today we've had Joshua here with us. So thank you again, Joshua, for joining us. And yeah, please come back to the show anytime.
Thank you so much, Colleen.
Life in Fukuoka. All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.